artist and cartoonist Maeve O'Keefe. Maeve, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Justin. Thanks a million for inviting me on the show.
Not at all, Maeve. You're more than welcome. We're going to talk about something that you're going to be doing here for half term, which is going to be really interesting, I think, for the kids. But just first of all, tell me a bit about yourself. Give me a bit of background on your work.
Well, Justin, I'm an artist and an illustrator and art teacher. I do caricature commissions for people for special occasions like birthdays, weddings, retirements. And I also teach art. So I hold after-school art classes for children, primary school children, in Glentown, Middleton and Glenmire. And last summer, I did a summer arts programme with Cork County Council, the Cork County Council Arts Programme, where I went to the various libraries, and I went to Ballincollig, Fermoy, Glenmire, and here in Youghal. And I did a booklet based on Harry Potter, an adventure with Harry Potter. And the reason why I chose Harry Potter was that it's the 20th anniversary of when J.K. Rowling first published The Philosopher's Stone. So I thought, you know, that, hey, that's a great, it's a lovely idea maybe to work with that, because kids everywhere, young and old, and even big kids like myself, I just love Harry Potter. And there's just so much in that story. I guess you've got the horrible Aunt Petunia and Uncle Vernon, who were landed with Harry, and the whole adventure of poor Harry. They consign him to sleeping under the stairs with the spiders. And when Harry turns 11, he's eligible for entry to the Hogwarts School of Magic and Mystery. And of course, we have this great adventure then when letters are being delivered to the Dursleys' house. And Harry, Uncle Vernon tries to keep all that away from Harry. But of course, eventually he gets to Hogwarts, and there's a great adventure with ghosts and the evil wizard Voldemort. So we've got that element of good and bad in the story. So those are elements that are just fantastic in storytelling. So that's what I'm trying to bring to the workshop that I'll be doing in Youghal. Basically, I'm going to encourage children to use elements of that story to inspire them to make up or to write their own version of a magical story with ghosts and spooky characters that might tie in well with the Youghal Spooktacular Festival, because I suppose I was just thinking about that as well. I'm originally from Youghal, and I just love the beautiful buildings and everything here, and I thought the Halloween festival is just what inspires so much imagination and everything, and it's perfect for the Harry Potter type of story.
Absolutely, absolutely. You mentioned you ran this during the summer.
That's right.
What kind of stories did the kids come up with?
Actually, what I did in the summer, because it was just a two-hour workshop, I had a pre-prepared booklet. So I had I picked out elements of the story.
Oh, so you had the story for them.
So I had the story for them. But this one now will be more creative. So this time now, the children will have to work that a little bit harder. We'll brainstorm, and I want them to come up with maybe elements of the story or things that they will create themselves. It doesn't have to follow the Harry Potter story at all. I mean, it may help if they're familiar with the story or if they've seen the movies, even just to inspire them as to what kind of things they could do. Or even they could look at Youghal and think of maybe characters like Walter Raleigh. I always think that Walter Raleigh is like the character Nearly Headless Nick in Harry Potter. Right. Nearly Headless Nick is a ghost dressed in an Elizabethan costume with the big the ruffled collar. Like I could just imagine Walter Raleigh looking like that. And Nearly Headless Nick was a guy whose head was almost chopped off. And as we all know in our history classes, poor old Walter Raleigh was beheaded.
That's right, yes.
By Queen Elizabeth. So, you know, maybe he might feature in this story in Youghal.
Headless Walter.
Could be. Absolutely.
Talk to me a bit about drawing characters from the Harry Potter universe. I mean, what kind of style typically would it be? What kind of approach would you take to drawing something like from that? Because it's so kind of fantastical. I mean, it's obviously open to a great deal of interpretation.
It is, absolutely. Well, what I do is I try to pare things back as simply as possible. So we're going to start off with a drawing of each child. Each child will draw themselves in a cartoon fashion. So we're going to make it quite simple. Oval head, round head, oval head, two eyes, nose, mouth, and their favourite outfit, T-shirt, jeans, whatever it might be. So they're dressed then for their journey. Because if you look at any of the cartoon characters like Bart Simpson or Dennis the Menace, they're dressed in the same way throughout their stories. Like Dennis the Menace wears a red and black striped jumper and black shorts, and Bart, he wears what
he's been wearing that for about 25 years.
Absolutely, isn't it? I think, yeah, I know.
So kind of a red t-shirt and blue shorts.
That's it, that's Bart's style. So basically it's just the that element of comic book drawing, that you create your character and then you bring that character on a journey through your story. So, and if anybody wants to do it in a graphic novel or comic book format, we can do that as well. I can cater for that too, because that's part of what I teach as well in my art classes. I do comic book drawing. And in actual fact, I did a comic book story with pupils in Glanton National School, and we did a four-page comic book story, which we submitted to the for the Shandon Dragon Festival. And actually their story is going to be printed in an anthology called the Cork Monster Comic, which will be published this Halloween and sold at the Shandon Dragon Festival. So that's quite exciting. I'm going to have a story myself in it as well. So, you know, it's nice to see work being published.
Is that what kind of always appealed to you, the kind of cartoony side of things, or was that something that came later?
Well, I suppose it developed over the years. I suppose I have my mum to thank, because she used to buy comics for us as kids, and so I always loved that element of comic book drawing and all of the fun as well in the storytelling that you get with comics that you might not get maybe in other novels or whatever. So you get kind of that whole element of fun and quirky characters told visually from start to finish. So, but actually, I suppose as the years went by, I began to draw cartoons. In fact, I worked in Artisan up the hill in the good old days. And at one stage, there were a couple of guys, they fell off a bicycle, and it was just a very funny story. And somebody asked, would I do a cartoon of that? So I did. And that really started me off in doing funny drawings and caricatures, which I've now developed into doing commission work for people, you know, so and teaching cartoon, which I love to do in my art classes as well.
I am not a very good artist at all, but I do remember being a kid. I used to love, for some reason, tracing Garfield.
Right, yeah.
I've no idea why. I think it was just the appeal of the shape of Garfield as a cartoon character. I would kind of obsess over just the kind of curves and the kind of angle of his ears and that kind of thing. Was art always big for you growing up as a kid?
Yeah, it was. I guess I was always doodling in my school copybooks when I should have been paying attention. So, yes, I'm one of those culprits. But, yeah, and even when you mentioned Garfield there, I mean, I feel the great thing about drawing cartoons is you don't have to be a terrific artist. We can all draw a circle or an oval shape. And Garfield's body shape really is this lovely big oval face and a bigger oval shape for his body.
That's right.
And then two big googly eyes, and Garfield is always drawn with a very bored expression. The eyes are kind of at half mast, as if he's about to fall asleep. He's just so disenchanted with the world. So you draw your two googly eyes and a straight line across those ovals, and just the pupils barely visible, and you've got that great bored expression. And then give him a nice big tail and his two cat ears, striped body, and hey presto, you've got Garfield. So anybody can draw.
I guess, was very important for you as a child. What is it? Because obviously, a lot of us kind of turn away from that. We do that as a kid. We kind of draw and create in ways that somewhere along the line we tend to lose that kind of urge. What is it, do you think, that the kids get out of these classes that you'd be holding?
I suppose it's self-esteem and the thought that, hey, or the realization that, hey, I did that. You know, that they come out of a class with an artwork that they have created, you know, that can be put in the fridge, and it's their work. And I think that no matter, you know, if you're somebody who's just doodled a little picture for mum or dad, or for your best friend or whoever, Or whether you're quite a very professional artist who has work in a gallery, it's still your work. It's still, it has come from you, from your heart. And I think that's the great thing about drawing, that it's emotional, that it comes from you. And I suppose that's why art is so therapeutic and good for us, really. And I think maybe that's part of... we get sucked in so much, I think, with our education system into this quest for points, but we forget about the how valuable and how important it is to work with our hands and to applaud and value what we can do ourselves, to value creativity. So I think that's something that we're lacking in society at the moment. The valuing the creative side and valuing creativity in children. So I suppose as a mother, and I just like to bring that out in people if I can. If I see a child who's happy with something that they've done in one of my classes, I feel, you know, that's great, I've achieved something. And so I just think that, you know, people should be encouraged really to turn to art or knitting or something creative. I think that we've sort of lost the love of doing arts and crafts even as well. I mean, when you think back, maybe I even think back to, well, say, maybe the 70s and the 80s. In night classes, people were doing a lot of arts and crafts. Like people were doing nail pictures, knitting, crochet. We've lost some of that to a certain extent. Maybe it's because we've all got smartphones and the internet and we're busy thumbing through Facebook or whatever.
Yes.
But it's so satisfying to do something, you know, with your hands and something that you create and that you make. Or like even if you make something for a friend, like even look at I'm just thinking of the Beatles now, for example. John Lennon and Paul McCartney were great at doing doodles on postcards and letters or whatever to friends and family. And I guess like we...
He never kind of lost that, did he? Because he was always playful in that regard.
That's right.
He kept that element to him.
Yeah, and even if you think about John Lennon, like he doodled, he did sort of a self-portrait doodle of himself with his round framed glasses. And now that's the logo of Liverpool Airport, you know. So just, you know, small things like that, it's just lovely to see how something can be valued, you know.
Absolutely.
And we're all capable of doing that. Like even if we just draw a smiley face at the end of a letter or postcard or whatever, you know, it's something from you, you know.
Do you do evening classes yourself? Do you do adult education, kind of the night class thing?
I do. Actually, I'm giving a course in Douglas at the moment, Douglas Community School for the Adult Education Programme in illustration and cartoons. So it's marrying all this, just what we're talking about, drawing the smiley faces and drawing cartoon elements. But we're also looking at the composition in drawing as well, in landscape and still life. So there's quite a mix in that class, just to appeal to people.
Oh, right.
And I hope to give that. I've taught in St. Coleman's as well in the night classes there in the past. Now they took a break for this autumn. They'll be back again in the springtime, so I hope to have my name on the brochure again doing the illustration and cartoon, which is a mix of artwork and drawing style. So I hope that it will appeal to a broad range of people, and it's just something that's so good and so fun, and you know, it's a great night out too, and you get to know people. And so I hope that people will sign up for that, because I'd certainly love to do that.
Well, if you ever run it in Middleton again, do come back and let us know.
Absolutely,
we'll chat about that again.
Yeah.
That's for the parents, though. But for the kids, yeah. It is your community centre on the 2nd and 3rd of November. That's the Thursday
That's
and
right.
Friday.
Yeah, and children can come dressed up in their Halloween costumes, you know, if they want to prolong the Halloween festivities from y'all. So I'd be delighted to see that.
And if you're not in the Yall area, you're also running it in Middleton and Glanmire
across
the week.
So I have a Facebook page called Frazzled Mammy. So my Facebook page
Frazzled Mammy.
Yes, I have a blog. My website is called Frazzled Mammy, because actually I used to write and illustrate a column for the Evening Echo for 10 years on a Wednesday. And I evolved that then. I used to write about motherhood and bringing up children, and I I illustrated with a cartoon. So a lot of my writings and drawings from that time can be seen on my webpage, which is called www.frazzledmammy.com. So I've taken that name as well for my my Facebook page. So it's facebook.com/frazzledmammycork. So if people can find that, they'll find all my contact details. But I'll be leaving some flyers around town and putting up posters. So keep an eye out and you can get my contact number and contact me. So I'd be delighted to have children come to my class. And I hope that we'll have some fun with Harry Potter.
I'd say it's going to be a lot of fun, Maeve. Listen, thanks so much for coming
Not
in.
Not at all. Thank you, Justin.
I hope you get a great turnout this midterm.
Brilliant. Thanks, Justin.
Just to give you that address again, if you'd like to find out more about the midterm workshops, writing and illustrating your own adventure with Harry at Hogwarts. It is facebook.com/frazzledmammycork. That's facebook.com/frazzledmammycork.